Now, from unscrupulous lenders to home finance that follows religious principles, Islamic finance firms in the U.S. work with customers to help them buy homes without compromising Islamic values. As NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, the firm's conservative approach to finance has kept them and their customers clear of the subprime drama.
Khaled Akbal's brand new condo sits in one corner of a quiet leafy square in the Northern Virginia suburb. He's 62, and it's the first home he's bought in the U.S. since moving here from Canada. Some of his neighbors are under foreclosure, but that's not happening to Akbal because he didn't take out a high-risk loan.
I've always bought everything, all the big things on Islamic financing, or make sure, my wife makes sure I pay all my bills on time so that there's no interest involved in it and everything.
Here's how it works. Islam forbids charging interest in the belief it exploits people. But making money off actual goods is okay. So Akbal worked with an Islamic finance company to buy the $300,000 condo he shares with his wife. He put up 30 grand, they put in the rest. And instead of paying a mortgage, Akbal will pay rent until eventually he buys the company out of its share. The company charges a fee for Akbal's exclusive use of the house, but considers that profit, not interest. It'll end up costing practically the same as a mortgage, but the methodology is what's different.
You have essentially the same type of product.
Hassam Kutub is from Guidance Financial, one of these Islamic finance firms. He uses the analogy of a potato chip fried in pig fat and one fried in something more acceptable to people who don't eat pork.
It's a potato chip. The difference is the method by which they produce this product. The cost of those two potato chips potentially could be the same on the shelf at the grocery store.
Some of the Islamic financial groups have been around in the U.S. since the beginning of this decade. Kutub says his company initially focused on the most devout Muslims. Now his group closes on average 100 contracts a month. But they're very careful about who they do business with. Potential buyers need to give more up front, have a good credit score and savings.
If that customer cannot qualify for a home, then that person should wait. And we do turn away, you know, a number of folks because of that. We've always been, like I said, very conservative in our criteria for qualification.
Kutub says business is up 13% in the first half of this year. The Islamic finance industry itself is rather small, between $2 and $3 billion a year. That's a drop in the bucket, says mortgage finance expert Guy Sakala. He says the market for alternatives to traditional lenders is growing.
The traditional mortgage market, as we know it, is on its knees. So a lot of individuals who want to buy a home now or whatever are going to have to look to some of these more locally based lending sources.
In Khaled Akbal's Virginia condo, 2-year-old granddaughter Asya is ready for a nap. And Akbal says he sleeps easily too, knowing he hasn't violated the principles of his faith to buy his home.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm very happy that I took this step and the way that I did it. And I sleep well.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.